大家晚安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening.
感谢主，我们这一次能够有很多时间在这里跟大家见面一起来敬拜神。
Thank the grace of the Lord that I can have a lot of time to stay in Vancouver this time so that we can all worship the Lord together.
希望在这一段期间，我们能够常常借着聚会的时间用神的话彼此勉励。
And I hope in this period of time that we will use the words of God to encourage one another.
这两天呢，在白天的时候，我是用出埃及记跟一些弟兄姊妹一起查考学习。
And in the daytime, within these 2 days, I have used Exodus to share with other brothers and sisters.
那从礼拜天开始，我们即将用启示录这一卷经卷跟各位一起来学习。
And from Sunday onwards, we'll use the book of Revelations for encouragement for one another.
那其他时间就按照我们所安排的时间呢，跟各位做一些系列的讲道。
And for the other remaining time that as it is scheduled, I'll use this time to talk about different sections of the Bible.
好，今天晚上我想跟各位谈一谈旷野的神学院。
Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is Theological College in the Wilderness.
我们真耶稣教会在全球各国有很多神学院。
Our True Jesus Church in many different countries, there are different theological colleges.
好像韩国。
Like as example, Korea.
好像沙巴。
As in Saba.
好像美国。
And in the United States.
还有台湾。
Also Taiwan.
还有印度尼西亚。
And Indonesia.
这几个国家都有神学院的设立。
And all of these countries has established the theological college.
那么这几个神学院都很特别。
And all of these theological colleges are special in their own way.
好像美国的神学院，他们没有固定的地点。
Is for example the theological colleges in the United States, there's no particular place where it's held.
这些神学生常常随着讲员到处移动。
And these theological students, they move as where the speakers move to.
所以我常常说美国的神学院是一个移动的神学院。
So I often say that the theological colleges in the United States is a moving one.
这当然也有它的特点。
Of course, it has its qualities also.
随着讲员到各处去观摩学习各种圣工。
And you can travel with where these speakers go and to learn about the holy work there.
那台湾的神学院是固定的。
The theological college in Taiwan is at a certain place.
那么其他的神学院呢，或多或少有一些不同。
And for the other theological colleges, there are some differences.
我相信我们当中真正能够到这些神学院就读的并不多。
I'm sure among us here today, those of you who will go into these theological colleges to study is rare.
盼望我们加拿大的弟兄姐妹，特别是年轻的弟兄能够将来能够到这些神学院去就读。
And I hope in Canada, these young brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, may go to study in these theological colleges in the future.
然后受训以后，能够在本国各地为主打美好的仗。
And after the training, and I hope that they'll stay in their country and to help fight this battle, wonderful battle of God.
但是我今天晚上要讲的是在旷野的神学院。
But tonight, what I'm going to talk to you about is the theological college in the wilderness.
在古代有很多的圣徒，他们接受神在旷野的训练。
In the past, there are many believers of God who has accepted to go into the wilderness as a theological college.
我就把这些古圣徒在旷野所受的训练当作神学院。
And as these trials that they have gone through in the wilderness, I set this as an example of the theological college.
一般的人呢、啊、都认为啊神学院 去读神学
often people think when you go into these theological colleges all you learn is theological things
这是一般人的观念
this is a perspective of most people
没有错啊我们到神学院就是要读神学
of course this is right when we go into these colleges of course we learn theological things
其实啊神学院主要的就是要学神
But the mainly the thing that you learn in these colleges is to learn about God
也就是要学主耶稣
is to learn to be like Lord Jesus Christ
让我们更像耶稣
so that we may become more like him
这个才是真正的神学院
this is the true theological college
你单单学了神学但是不学神这个没有用
If you learn the theological learnings, but you do not learn to be like God, this is not of no use.
啊，那么今天晚上我就用几个圣徒，他们怎么样在旷野接受训练。
And I'll use some examples of how these apostles, have been trained in the wilderness.
我说啊，今天我们这个世界哈，就是一个大的神学院。
Today, I say that in this world today is a big theological college.
这个世界从某一个角度来说也是旷野。
And this world, from a perspective as we can see it, is also the wilderness.
这里面也充满了诱惑。
This place is full of temptations.
也有各种艰难的环境。
Of course, there are other hardships.
有许许多多可以让我们学习的。
There are many things that we can learn from.
啊，我们首先呢，来谈一个。圣徒叫做摩西。
Let's first talk about Apostle Moses.
摩西他曾经在旷野受训。
Moses the saint who has been trained in the wilderness.
请大家看出埃及记第二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
出埃及记第二章十五节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 15. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian.
再看第三章第一节。
And then turn to chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert, and he came to Horeb.The mountain of God.
啊，这里记载摩西曾经在两个旷野。
Here it mentions Moses was in two different wilderness.
一个就是米甸的旷野。
The first is the wilderness of Midian.
另外一个是西乃旷野。
The other is the wilderness of Sinai.
我们都知道哈，这两个旷野是连在一起的。
And as we know, these two wilderness are connected to one another.
假如各位看圣经后面的地图啊，会发现啊，西乃旷野刚好是红海的两个角。
And if we turn to the back of the Bible and see the map in the back, as we can see, this wilderness Sinai is the two pointy parts of the Red Sea.
这红海啊，两个角变成一条，那这个角的中间。就是西乃半岛。
And as the red two pointy like thorns shape of the Red Sea, in the middle is this Sinai wilderness.
那么在右边这个角，右边啊，右边这个角的右边就是米甸，左边就是西乃。
And on the right side is Midian, on the left side is Sinai.
所以米甸旷野跟西乃旷野是一河之隔。
And therefore this wilderness of Sinai and Midian is separated by only one Red Sea.
摩西在四十岁的时候曾经血气方刚去打死一个埃及人。
And when Moses was in his early years, he was filled with power, and therefore he killed an Egyptian.
后来啊，被人家发现了。
And later on, someone found out.
他因为怕法老杀死他，就拼命逃，逃到米甸的旷野。
Because he was afraid that the Pharaoh was going to kill him, so therefore he fled to the wilderness of Midian.
就在那边呢，成家立业。
and therefore establish a family there.
这样经过了40年。
And after 40 years.
那么在米甸旷野，主要的就是替他的岳父啊，替他的岳父叫刘尔来牧羊。
And the thing that he did when he was in the wilderness was to tend the flock of his father-in-law Gerald.
那这些羊群从米甸带到西乃旷野。
And he would lead these flocks from Midian into Sinai.
所以第三章的第一节说，摩西带着群羊到野外去。
Therefore, in verse 3, here it says, I will go over to see the strange sight.
而且到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And he went up to the mountain of God, which is Mount Horeb.
何烈山呢，是一个山的总称。西乃山是其中的一个山峰。
The Mount Horeb is what all the mountains are called, but Mount Sinai is only one of the pinnacles of the mountains.
好，那么摩西在这两个旷野受什么训练呢？
What kind of training has Moses gone through in these two wilderness?
神借着这两个旷野训练摩西，把他的骄傲，把他的那种血气把它磨平了。
And through the training in the wilderness, God has reduced his arrogance and his sense of powerfulness.
以前呢，40岁的时候，他用拳头来对付人。
When he was 40 years old, he used his hand, his fist.
那么经过了这四十年的旷野的训练之后
，And after 40 years of training in the wilderness,
他毕业了。
He has graduated.
请看民数记十二章第三节。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章第三节。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 3. Verse 3. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
这个时候摩西八十岁。
At this time, Moses was at age 80.
在四十岁的时候，他血气方刚。
When he was 40, he was young and restless.
动不动就要跟人打架。
And whenever he always wanted to fight with one another.
因为年轻力壮，就用拳头来打死人。
Because he was strong and powerful, therefore he can kill a person with his fist.
因为他的拳头硬，拳头有力量。
Because his fist was hard and it was full of power.
可是经过这个米甸跟西乃的训练之后
But after the training in Midian and Sinai,
当时米甸旷野、西乃旷野就是他的教室。
And the classroom is in the wilderness of Midian and Sinai.
他的岳父的群羊就是他的课本，就是他的教材。
And the flock of sheep of his father-in-law was the teaching materials.
那么在这个旷野的神学院，老师就是天上的神。
And the teacher in this wilderness is the heavenly Father in heaven.
在神细心的指导训练之下
，God carefully taught him.
啊，摩西这种坏的脾气慢慢的改变了。
His anger has slowly changed.
到了80岁的时候。
When he was at age 80,
他终于啊成为全世界最温柔谦卑的人。
And at age 80, he has finally become the most humble man in the face of the earth.
所以刚刚我们念的民数记十二章第三节说，摩西的为人极其谦卑柔和。
Therefore, in chapter 12, verse 3, here it says, Now Moses was a very humble man.
胜过世界上众人。
More humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
本来摩西所依靠的是拳头。
In the beginning, what Moses depended on was his fist.
甚至于是木头。
Or a piece of wood.
或者是石头。
Or rocks.
可是现在没有了。
But now he doesn't have any of this anymore.
他用最温柔的心，最谦卑的态度来应付人。
He used his most caring and humble heart.To treat others.
啊，结果他成功了。
And he has succeeded.
因为拳头可以打死人。
Because with fists you can kill a person.
但是谦卑柔和却能够得到人。
But with humble and tender heart you can receive and gain people.
但是由拳头 到温柔谦卑这当中啊，训练40年。
But from fists to humble and tender heart, this training has gone through for 40 years.
人的个性呢，很难改变。
The character personalities of people is hard to change.
所以摩西这个人呢，还要受训40年。
Therefore, Moses has to be trained for another 40 years.
今天呢，我们也在这个世界受训。
And therefore, today we are in this world going through training also.
盼望啊，主耶稣借着圣灵，把我们那种刚勇啊、刚猛、血气的那种态度，能够好好的改变。
And may Jesus Christ help us change this heart of young youth, youthfulness and restless.
当我们的脾气改变了，性情改变了，我们才能够得到更多的人。
When our temper and characteristics have changed, then we can gain more people.
也才能够得到神的重用。
And therefore we can be used by God.
这是摩西在旷野的神学院所学的一点。
This is only the one point that Moses has learned in the wilderness.
好，现在我们再看另外一个人。
Let's turn to see another person.
他叫做以利亚。
His name is Elijah.
这个以利亚先知是伟大的先知。
Elisha is a very great prophet.
可是他也曾经在旷野受训。
And he also has been trained in the wilderness before.
请看列王记上19章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上19章的3节、4节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there.
4节。
Verse 4, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert, he came to a broom tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. I have that enough.Lord, he said, take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.
以利亚的故事我们常常听。
We have often heard about Elijah's story.
他真的是一位伟大的先知。
He is truly a great prophet.
可是神要他好再更好。
God wanted him to become a better person.
以利亚先知的工作，他的顶峰啊，他的最高峰是在18章，列王记上的18章。
The highest point of his career in preaching the gospel is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章记载他在加密山上跟假先知争斗。
And he says, recorded in Mount Carmel, he had fought with fake prophets.
他独自一个人对付400多个假先知。
One person he has to go against.About 400 false prophets.
结果以利亚得胜了。
And Elijah has won.
得胜之后
after he has succeeded,
王后耶洗别啊，对他讲一句话。
The Queen Jezebel told him this.
说明天的这个时候，如果我没有让你的头落地，愿神咒诅我。
And he told him that if by this time tomorrow I will not have your head fall down to the ground, then may God curse me.
就因为这一句话，以利亚已经丧胆了。
And because of this very word, he has lost all
his faith
and courage, and therefore he fled.
一直逃到旷野去。
He fled into the wilderness.
我正在想这个问题。
I've often thought about this question.
他面对400多个假先知，面不改色。
He was not afraid when he met 400 false prophets.
他英勇无比。
He is a man full of courage.
他信心刚强。
He has strong faith.
可是，当一个女人对他讲一句话，他竟然吓破胆。
But when a woman spoke something like this to him, he was afraid.
就开始啊，一直的逃命。
Therefore, he started to fled.
那么，根据19章第三节、第四节的记载。
Recorded to chapter 19, verse 3 and 4.
他从加密山一直逃到犹大的南边别示巴。
And it said that from Mount Carmel, he fled into Beersheba.
那么从别示巴再继续走旷野路一天。
And from Beersheba, he's walked in the wilderness for one whole day.
其实啊，他这个力量已经很强了。
Of course, this has, and because he has a lot of strength.
从加密山到别斯巴相当远呢。
From Mount Carmel to Beersheba is a long distance.
他是用走路的。
He walked all the way.
拼命逃啊。
He fled.
结果在旷野走了一天之后，他已经倒地了。
And after one day walking in the wilderness, he fell to the ground.
他就在罗藤树下向神求死。
And he asked God to let him die in, under the tree.
他说神啊，罢了，请你啊，求呃取去我的生命。
And he said, Lord, please take my life.
因为我不及我的列祖。
Because I'm no better than my ancestors.
他这个时候向神求死。
And here he asked God to let him die.
我在看圣经的时候，发现有好多伟大的人物向神求死。
And when I was reading the Bible, I realized there are a lot of important people in the Bible ask God to let them die.
我们知道哈，自杀这是罪。
We know that to commit suicide is a sin.
因为自杀是杀自己。
Because committing suicide is killing yourself.
但是求死不是罪。
But if you ask for death,
求死是软弱。
Asking for death from the Lord is the kind of
求神释放我，取我的生命。
And therefore you ask God to release you from your life.
所以我常常说啊，求死就好像我们求学问、求钱财、求儿女一样的求。
And asking for death is just like asking for wealth, for family, and for a career.
问题是神答应不答应。
But the only problem is whether God will grant you this.
而且你准备好了吗？
And are you ready for this?
如果你没有准备好，你最好不要求死。
If you're not ready, you should not ask for death.
因为求死可能会死。
Because if you ask for death, you will certainly die.
也可能不死。
And you might not die.
万一你求死真的死了。
If you ask for death and you really died,
那你的信心品德都还没有准备好。
You have not prepared to go into heavenly kingdom with your faith.
那你就这样去吗？
Are you willing to go?
说你敢吗？
Do you dare?
求死没有罪，问题是你敢吗？
Asking for death is not a sin, but do you dare to do so?
如果神真的听你祷告啊，你一求死马上死掉了，那你就跟你的丈夫的妻子拜拜。
And if you really ask for death and right after that you really die, then you don't even have a chance to say goodbye to your husband.
我说求死不是罪。
I say asking for death is not a sin.
求死是软弱。
Asking for death is a shown of
weakness. 问题是说你要考虑清楚才求。
But the problem is you must reconsider this before you ask.
但不一定会得到。
But you might not be received by
him. 以利亚先知一样的向神求死。
Prophet Elijah also asked God for death.
因为他已经心灰意冷了。
Because he has lost all his faith.
他已经软弱不堪了。
And he is weak.
所以说神啊，求你取我的生命吧。
Therefore he asked God to take his life.
但是这个祷告，神没有垂听。
But God did not listen to this prayer.
然后神就用一个方法来帮助他。
Therefore God used a method to help him.
这个方法很有趣。
This method is very fun.
所以当我们压力很大的时候，
This method is interesting, and as we have a lot of pressure,
当我们很软弱的时候，
and we are weak,
神也许会用这个来训练你。
God might use this way to train you.
我相信大家很多时候跟以利亚一样，觉得很软弱。
I'm sure a lot of you here today might feel weak,
觉得我活在世上啊，没有意思。
And you feel like there's no meaning to live in this
world. 觉得我不及别人。
And you think you're no better than others.
我比不上某某人。
You're no better than a certain person.
我活在世上有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of life?
现在啊，自杀的人很多。
There are a lot of people in this world that want to commit suicide.
小小年纪就会跳楼啊。
And people at a young age would jump off from buildings.
这个是绝对不可以。
This is a thing that you must not
do. 但是我们有软弱的时候。
But of course, we have times of weakness.
那么当我们软弱的时候。
And we are weak.
我们非常悲伤啊，灰心的时候。
And we are in sorrow.
要怎么办呢？
What should we do?
我们不必求死的。
We should not ask for death.
就求主耶稣帮助我们度过这个难关。
We should ask God to help us pass through this sorrowful time.
这个就是旷野的训练。
This is the training in the wilderness.
那么神怎么样来训练以利亚呢？
How does God train Elijah?
神怎么样来帮助他呢？
How does God help him?
好，现在请看列王记上十九章的第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 5.
第五节记载他在树下睡着了。
In verse 5, here records he fell asleep under the tree.
然后有一个天使拍醒他。
And all at once an angel touched him.
说起来吃吧。
He said, get up and eat.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他就看到一瓶水还有饼。
And he looked around and he saw there was bread and water.
他就吃了喝了。
And he drank and he ate.
然后又躺下睡觉。
And then he lay down again.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神的使者第二次来拍醒他。
The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him again.
说你起来吃吧。
And said, get up and eat.
因为你要走的路太远了。
For the journey is too much for you.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他又起来吃了喝了。
So he got up and ate and drank.
然后仗着这个饮食的力量走了四十昼夜。
Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights.
最后到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God.
我算一算呢，从这个加密山到何烈山，啊，大概400公里。
And I have calculated the distance about from Mount Carmel to Mount Horeb is about 400.
假如圣各位看圣经地图啊，会发现哈，加密山在迦南地的北边，啊，何烈山就是在西乃山这一段呢，啊，大约呢啊400公里左右。
And as we can see from the map in the back of the Bible, we can see that it's a very long distance and it's about 400 miles.
当时啊又没有交通工具。
At that time there was no transportation.
就是靠两条腿啊这样走。
And all he could depend on was his legs.
不晓得要走多久。
He did not know how long he had to walk for.
单单呢，在犹大南边的旷野走到何烈山就四十昼夜。
And only to from walking from the wilderness of Judah to Mount Horeb, it took 40 days and 40 nights.
那么一个求死的人，怎么还有力量再走四十昼夜呢？
How could a person who has asked for death from God can still walk for 40 days and nights?
秘诀就是天使叫他吃的。
The secret here is angel asked him, made him eat and drink.
所以哦，以利亚在旷野所受的训练。
And therefore, the training that Elijah has gone through in the wilderness.
就是睡觉跟吃。
Is to eat and sleep.
啊，这个很重要哎。
This is something very important.
因为有些人不晓得睡觉。
Some people do not understand and do not know to
sleep. 你看有些弟兄姊妹啊，一直忙忙忙，忙到没有休息呀。
And some brothers and sisters are so busy that they do not have time to rest.
忙到没有时间吃了喝了。
They do not have time to eat and drink.
难怪啊，精神疲倦呢。
Of course, they might feel fatigued.
难怪体力衰竭。
And they don't have power.
啊，工作又做不完。
And they cannot finish what they want to do.
所以就说神啊，罢了，我死了算了。
And therefore they'll ask God and say, please take my life.
那这个时候，你最好学学以利亚。
And at this time, you should do what Elijah did.
接受神的训练。
Accept God's training.
好好的睡觉。
Sleep well.
睡醒了，好好的吃了喝了。
And after you have woken up from your sleep, eat well and drink well.
哎，不要看这三件事很简单呢。
Do not think of these three things as not important.
很多人呢，该睡不睡。
A lot of people should sleep, but they don't.
该休息不休息。
They should rest, but they don't.
有些人是没有办法休息。
And then there are some people who cannot rest.
责任啊，工作啦，压力啦，一直来。
Responsibilities, their work, and pressure all comes down to them.
所以他找不到时间休息。
And therefore they cannot find a time to rest.
神对以利亚的训练就是要他知道怎么样休息。
The training that Elijah, God gave Elijah is to let him learn how to rest.
我们知道休息吗？
Do we understand how to rest?
功课一直读。
We keep on studying our homeworks.
读到三更半夜。
We study until midnight.
一直打电脑。
And we go on the computer.
到了凌晨两点、三点还不睡觉。
Until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
怪不得啊，体力透支了。
And of course, you'll feel fatigued.
啊，学业压力又这么大。
And you have so much pressure from school.
所以就觉得，哎，读书没有意思。
And therefore, you will think there's no meaning in studying.
我宁愿不读书啊。
I'd rather not study.
我宁愿死掉。
I'd rather die.
想不开啊，就去跳楼了。
And they cannot get out of this, and therefore they go jump off building.
所以你要好好的接受训练，什么时候该休息，要知道。
And therefore you must go through this training and know when you should rest.
什么时候该加添力量，吃了喝了。
And when should I regain this energy and eat and drink?
我们从昨天开始啊，教会安排一系列的这个讲习。
And from yesterday, the church has organized a different.Seminars.
就是要我们大家来吃了，来喝了。
It is so that we can all come here to have drink and have eaten.
感谢主啊！这两天呢、啊，差不多每天都有20个人左右啊来参加。
Thank the grace of the Lord. Every day from these 2 days, about 20 people has came to attend.、
我们希望下个礼拜啊，人会更多。
And we hope that in the upcoming week there's going to be more people coming.
因为你再不吃，再不喝、啊。可能要向以利亚求死了。
Because if you do not eat and drink, then you might ask for death.
那么趁这个机会，我们吃了喝了。
And using this opportunity, and walk for another 40 days and 40 nights.
一直到神的山。
Until we reach the mountain of God.
是仗着这个饮食的力量。
It is because we have eaten and drank.
然后跑40昼夜。
And therefore we can walk 40 days and 40 nights.
我们的路途还远。
We have a long way.
各位还年轻。
All of us are still young.
路途还远。
There's a long way ahead of us.
所以啊，一定要多吃多喝。
Therefore, we should eat more and drink more.
然后多睡觉。
And have rest.
这样精神啊，充沛。
And therefore, we'll have strength.
体力足够。
And enough strength.
我们就可以继续走这条天国路。
And therefore, we can continue to walk on this kingdom pathway to the heavenly kingdoms.
得利在乎归回安息。
What you gain is so that you can have peace.
所以我们要学习休息。
Therefore, we should learn to rest.
我们今天来到这里不是休息吗？
Today, when we come here, isn't a kind of rest?
我们身体休息。
We rest our bodies.
我们的灵性休息。
We rest our spiritual.
才能够再重新得力。
And therefore, so that we can regain in strength.
我常常在注意这个马大跟玛利亚。
I often notice Martha and Mary.
这两个姐妹啊，个性不同。
These two sisters have different personalities.
玛利亚静静地在耶稣脚前。
Mary would sit in front of God's feet.
跟耶稣交谈。
And she would talk to the Lord.
听耶稣讲话。
He would listen to the Lord.
她安静却有力量。
She was silent, but she was full of strength and power.
所以她从不埋怨别人。
Therefore, she never ask and criticize about others.
马大非常的忙碌。
But Martha was very busy.
忙上忙下。
She has so many things to do.
忙里忙外。
She was busy in almost everything.
忙到团团转。
She was so busy until she couldn't almost handle.
好像无头苍蝇啊，到处乱撞。
It's kind of like a fly without a head. They cannot see where they're going.
所以马大会埋怨主耶稣，会埋怨妹妹。
Therefore, Martha would nag and be not happy about Jesus and about his sister because she was so busy.
她很烦啊。
She was very frustrated.
她没有办法安静下来。
She couldn't be silent.
所以主耶稣要她学习玛利亚。
So God wanted her to copy and to imitate Mary.
那今天呢，我们可以想一想。
Today we can ponder upon this.
你到底是马大还是玛利亚？
Are we Mary or are we Martha?
我没有说工作不好。
I didn't say working is no good.
但是不知道静下来更不好。
But if you do not know how to calm down in peace,
因为太多活动会动错了。
This is even worse because if you have a lot of work,
只有安静下来才能够重新得力。
This is no good. The good thing is so that you can rest.
这是神要以利亚学习的。
This is something that God wanted Elijah to learn.
最后，他学得成功了。
And in the end, he succeeded.
他也毕业了。
And he has graduated also.
我们看《列王记上》19:12。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Verse 12. After the earthquake came a fire. The Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper.
以利亚先知到了何烈山之后。
After Prophet Elijah reached Mount Horeb.
他找一个山洞躲起来。
He found a cave and he hid there.
然后什么事都不做。
And he didn't want to do anything.
神问他，你在这里做什么？
And God asked him, what are you going to do here?
他说，神啊，我为耶和华万军的神大发热心啊。
He says, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty.
以利亚先知躲在洞中大发热心。
Prophet Elijah hid in the cave and he was, had a very zealous heart.
然后神继续训练他。
God continued to train him.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神让烈风大作。
Verse 11.
狂风大作。
God, go out and stand in mountains.
十一节，没有错。
Job 19. The Lord said, go out and stand in the mountains.
然后崩山碎石。
And shatter rocks before the Lord.
但是神不在风中。
But the Lord was not in the wind.
然后又开始发生地震。
And then there was earthquake.
天摇地动。
The heaven and earth shook.
神不在其中。
The Lord was not in it.
十二节。
Verse 12.
又有烈火大作。
But after earthquake came a fire.
但是神不在火中。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
最后，火以后啊，有微小的声音。
And after the fire came a gentle whisper.
十三节说，以利亚听见了。
In verse 13, here it says.Elijah heard.
在轰轰烈烈的时候，狂风大作的时候，以利亚听不见。
And during the big winds and earthquakes, Elijah couldn't hear anything.
在地震啊，天摇地动的时候，以利亚没有感觉。
And in during time of earthquake, he didn't feel anything.
在大火熊熊的时候啊，以利亚他不怕。
And Elijah, and when there was a great fire, he was not afraid.
他什么都没有感觉。
He couldn't feel anything.
外面已经动起来了。
And the whole world was shaking around
him. 火已经烧到了。
The fire has been burning.
他没有感觉啊。
He has no feelings.
最后他终于听到微小的声音了。
At the end, he heard a gentle whisper.
然后十三节啊，以利亚就出动了。
And in verse 13, when Elijah heard it,
然后接受神的差遣。
He went out of the cave and he...
所以我说啊，以利亚在旷野受训成功了。
And therefore here...We can know and we see that Elijah succeeded.
因为他对这个大动作他没有感觉。
Because he cannot feel all the world shaking around him.
狂风暴雨地震大火他一点感觉都没有。
Great winds, earthquakes and fires, he couldn't feel anything.
最后他听到微小的声音。
In the end, he heard a gentle whisper.
我们今天要受训的就是这一点哦。
Today, what we must go through training is this.
在这个人生的大风大浪当中
In this world full of high winds,
你能够听到神微小的呼叫。
Can we hear the gentle whisper of the Lord?
这个是不简单的。
This is something very hard.
在很多声音当中，你听到神微小的声音。
Within a lot of sounds and noises, if you can hear the gentle whisper of the Lord.
在地震山摇的时候，你听到神的声音。
During time of earthquake, if you can hear the gentle whisper of the Lord.
假如我们弟兄姊妹能够学到这一课。
If brothers and sisters can learn this point.
那总算你毕业了。
Then you have graduated.
所以尽管呢、啊，这个教会人事纷扰。
So it doesn't matter what happens in this church.
教会里面呢、啊，许许多多的这个怨言呢、啊，声音呢、啊。
And different kinds of voices and comments.
我可以听不见。
You can.Not hear any of this.
但是神的微小声音呢，我却听得到。
But I can hear the gentle whisper of the Lord.
这个才是超越。
This is certainly surpassing.
这样子才是伟大。
This is certainly great.
但是这个必须在旷野受训。
But you must go through the training in the wilderness.
否则的话，你听不到的。
Or else you cannot hear this.
我们再讲第三个。
Let's look at the third person.
我们谈施洗约翰。
Let's see John the Baptist.
这个施洗约翰呢、啊，也曾经在旷野受训。
John Baptist has also been trained in the wilderness.
你看马太福音第三章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3 verse 1.
马太福音三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea.
再看第四节。
Let's turn to look at verse 4.John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey.
约翰曾经在犹太的旷野传福音。
John the Baptist was preaching in the desert of Judea.
他就是先知所预言的，在旷野有人生 这样喊着说。
He was the prophecy that people had said, you can hear this wind in the wilderness.
要预备主的道，修直他的路。
A voice calling from the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path.
施洗约翰在还没有出来传道的时候。
Before John the Baptist came out to preach.
他就在犹太的旷野接受训练。
He went through training in the desert of Judea.
他跟主耶稣相差半年。
He had a time, he was came out half a year before Jesus.
那么施洗约翰在旷野受什么训练呢？
What kind of training did he go through in the wilderness?
第一个就是简朴的生活。
First is to live a simple life.
所以第四节说他身穿骆驼毛的衣服。
Therefore in verse 4 here it says his clothes were made of camel's hair.
腰束皮带。
And he had a leather belt around his waist.
吃的是蝗虫野味。
His food was locusts and wild honey.
他是过的一个非常简单的生活。
He lived a very simple life.
他离开这个喧闹的人城市。
He left this busy city.
他在静静的旷野受磨练。
In this quiet wilderness, he went through training.
他不是穿名牌的衣服。
He was not wearing brand name clothing.
他穿骆驼毛的衣服。
He was wearing camel's hair.
他不是吃什么山珍海味。
He wasn't eating great food.
他吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
He was eating locusts and wild
honey. 就是在旷野里面有的东西。
These are the only source of food that you can find in the wilderness.
他这样有衣有食，就当知足了。
And he was content that he has clothing and food.
他胜过环境。
He has overcome his environment.
这个环境。
He was willing to live in this environment.
这个是在旷野受训的。
This is a training going through in the wilderness.
我们今天呢，能够像施洗约翰这样子吗？
Can we become like John the Baptist today?
哎，我常常想哦，今天的年轻人呢，太好命了。
I often think the young people today are living a life too good.
吃最好的，穿最好的，住最好的。
They eat the best food, they live the best places, and they wear the most comfiest clothing.
特别是美加地区的青年呢。
Especially the youths in North America.
这个是好的不能再好了。
It's greatness upon greatness.
我到过非洲。
I've went to Africa.
我去过印度。
I've been to India.
有时候啊，从非洲回来去英国啊，我说啊，从地狱回到天国一样。
And when I have came back, went to Africa and went to England, it feels like going from hell to heaven.
没得吃。
There's nothing to eat.
洗澡没有地方洗澡。
There's no place for me to bathe.
要去河里面洗澡。
I have to go into the river to bathe.
有的年轻人说，哦，这好痛快啊，到河里面洗澡。
And some youth would say, oh, it's such a pleasure to bathe in the river.
你还要走很远的路耶。
You do not know that you have to walk a long way.
吃东西啊，用手抓。
You use your hand to eat.
有时候我不敢抓，因为很脏啊，不敢抓。
And sometimes I was not willing to touch food with my hand because it was dirty.
住的地方啊，也很差劲。
And the places where you live is really not good.
连电风扇都没有，哪里有冷气？
There was not even a fan. How can you even mention air conditioning?
我们常常在树底下聚会。
We often have sermons under the tree.
睡觉的地方很多的跳蚤。
And there was a lot of fleas in places where I slept.
有一天晚上啊，起床以后，整个大腿啊，红点啊，一排啊，几十个排得很整齐啊。
And one day when I woke up from sleep, I realized from my leg there was red dots that were very organized on my leg.
回到英国。
When I went back to England.
哇，自己的一个房间。
I have a room to myself.
有冷气，有音响，有地毯。
There's air conditioning, carpet, and stereo.
吃的是中国料理。
I eat Chinese food.
什么都好。
Everything was great.
所以啊，我们今天要受训了，过简朴的生活。
So therefore, we must go through this training of living a simple life.
约翰是在旷野的神学院受训的。
John the Baptist was trained in this wilderness.
今天呢，这一门课哈，对年轻人讲啊，不简单呐。
Today, this kind of training to youth is very hard.
这一门课很难修。
It's a very hard course.
可是如果修成了
，But if you have passed and
对我们此后的人生啊，帮助很大的。
This will help us greatly in our future lives.
施洗约翰在旷野所受的训练。
John the Baptist, the training that he went through in the
wilderness. 还有一点更宝贵的。
There's something that is more precious.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章三十节。
John chapter 3, verse 30. He must become greater, I must become less.
施洗约翰是主耶稣的开路先锋。
John the Baptist is a person who opened the Lord, the road for the Lord.
那么当主耶稣出来传福音的时候，
And when God came out to preach,
很多人呢就往耶稣那边跑了。
A lot of people went to listen to Jesus.
他的门徒啊说，先生啊，很多人都跑去耶稣那边了。
And the disciples of John the Baptist said, a lot of people went to find Jesus.
施洗约翰怎么说呢？
What did John the Baptist say?
他说啊，我不是老早告诉你们，我不是弥赛亚，我不是基督。
He said, haven't I told you a long time already that I'm not Messiah, I'm not the Lord Jesus Christ?
我不是新郎啊。
I am not the groom.
我是陪伴新郎的。
I am the person that is the bridegroom.
现在新郎出现了。
And now that the groom has arrived.
大家跟着新郎，这应该的。
Of course, these people should follow the groom.
然后他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And therefore, here he said, he must become greater, I must become less.
就是隐藏自己，隐藏自己，尊重耶稣。
It is to hide himself and to respect Jesus.
这一门课也不简单呢。
This is a hard course also.
今天我们在神的圣工上面，
Today, when we're doing the holy work of the Lord,
只要能够多多的尊重别人，
we should respect others more.
让别人兴旺，我衰微不要紧。
And to let others become greater and you become less.
但是这门课不容易修啊。
But this is a very hard course.
别人兴旺，我不高兴。
When others are greater, you're not happy.
别人得到人的尊重，我不高兴。
When other people receive respect.
我们能够像施洗约翰呢说，别人兴旺，别人受人尊重，我很高兴。
Can you be like John the Baptist? When others become greater, you should be happy for them.
这个就是尊重别人。
This is to respect others.
施洗约翰这门课学得成功了。
John the Baptist has gone through and succeeded in this
training. 所以当门徒对他说啊，很多人都跑到耶稣那边去了。
And when his apostles told him that a lot of people went to find Jesus.
他说，感谢神啊，新郎出现了。
He said, thank God, the groom has arrived.
他一定会兴旺，我会渐渐衰微。
He will definitely become greater and I will become less.
最后他真的被人砍头了。
And in the end, he was beheaded.
可是他已经尽职了。
But he has already finished his duties.
他已经尽了开路先锋的这种责任了。
He has already fulfilled the duties that he has to do to open the road for the Lord.
在教会里面的工作，有些人是做开路的。
In the work, holy work of the Lord, there are some in the church. Some
people open the Lord. 为以后要来的人来铺路。
They pave this Lord, this pathway for others to come.
这种人呢，实在也是非常伟大的。
These people are very great.
啊，问题是。我们开了路之后，有人来接了，你的态度又如何
？And after you have paved this road for others, and others come, what kind of attitude should you have？
有时候我在看这个教会负责人的交接哈。
When I see the board members, the new board members coming，
这个是一个很大的学问呢。
This is a very hard thing。
有些这个教会交接得很好。
Some of the churches pass down these duties well.
前一任的负责人比喻做施洗约翰。
The board members from the time before are just like John the Baptist.
紧接着这一任的负责人呢，就是主耶稣。
The new coming board members are just like Jesus.
你能不能像施洗约翰呢，说我要把棒子交给后面呢？
Can you be like John the Baptist? I pass this down to the people that are
coming
behind me.
但愿我后面这些人呢，能够更兴旺啊。
And I hope these people will become greater than I am.
那我的任期快到了，我要渐渐结束了。
Then my time is up, and I should become less.
这个就是所谓的和平转移。
And this is the meaning of peaceful.
但是有些教会呢，却不能和平转移。
But there are other churches that cannot do this in peace.
却是风风雨雨。
And there's a lot of things that will, problems that will arise.
这一门功课没有修好。
This is that this training that they have not succeeded.
所以啊，我们还是要在旷野多受训练。
Therefore, we should still stay in the wilderness and go through training.
能够隐藏自己，尊重别人。
To hide ourselves and respect others.
接棒，不是抢棒。
to receive duties from people ahead is not to grab it.
不是用抢的。
You do not grab these duties.
交棒不是丢棒。
You pass these duties on to people. You don't throw out these duties.
棒子要好好交出去。
You have to carefully pass
down these things. 不是心不甘情不愿的用丢的。
You shouldn't be unwilling and pass down these duties.
你接的人要恭恭敬敬啊。
The people receive these with a willing heart.
接的人要战战兢兢啊。
These people should receive.
不能呢，用抢的。
These people should receive with respect. They should not grab it.
假如能够真的交棒接棒。
This is the meaning of passing and receiving.
就好像施洗约翰和平的把耶稣介绍出去了。
It's just like John the Baptist peacefully passed down Jesus.
这也是旷野神学院一门艰深的课程。
This is also a very hard course that you go through in this wilderness.
最后我们看主耶稣。
Lastly, we see Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要传福音的时候。
When Jesus was before he preached,
他也在旷野的神学院受训了。
He was also in the wilderness.
请看马太福音第四章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
马太福音四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
主耶稣要出来传福音的前面。
Before Jesus Christ came out to preach.
他被圣灵引到旷野去。
He was led by the Spirit into the desert.
虽然是受魔鬼的试探。
And he was tempted by the devil.
其实就是接受神的旷野的训练。
This is another meaning is also to receive the training.
那么这一次所受的训练很大。
And this time the training is great.
怎么样来胜过撒旦的试探？
How can you overcome the temptations of the devil?
他完全成功了。
He has certainly succeeded.
那么这个故事大家很熟。
And I'm sure all of you are very familiar with the
story. 我现在要讲的只有讲一件就好了。
The thing that I'm talking about is only one point.
主耶稣在旷野的时候怎么样接受训练？
How did he receive this training in the wilderness?
我们看马可福音第一章十二节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1 verse 12.
马可福音第一章十二节十三节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 12 and 13. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, verse 13, and he was in the desert 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him.
当我在读这两节圣经的时候，
When I was reading these two verses,
我有一个很好的哈，自己觉得很好的一个感想。
I have a really pleasant mind thinking.
不晓得各位啊有没有注意到
？I'm not sure if you have noticed this.
这个十二节跟十三节哈，记载主耶稣在旷野跟四种人物相处，四种人物。
And it records in verse 12 and 13.Jesus Christ was with four different kinds of people.
首先呢，就是十二节的圣灵。
First is the Spirit.
然后是十三节的撒旦。
And verse 13, it was Satan.
还有野兽。
And then wild animals.
还有天使。
And then there was angels.
这个不简单呢。
This is not easy task.
在旷野跟圣灵、魔鬼、野兽、天使处在一起。
To be living in a wilderness with the spirit, Satan, wild animals, and angels.
我们跟一种人呢相处比较容易。
It is easier for us to associate with only one kind of person.
跟两种人相处啊，就要花点时间了。
And it takes time for you to live with two kinds of people.
跟好人在一起比较安心。
You'll have a more comforting heart if you live with a good person.
但是你有没有看到这两节圣经呢？
Have you read these two verses?
主耶稣在旷野这个神学院里面呢？
When he was in this theological college in this wilderness.
有圣灵，有天使。
There was the spirit and angels.
相反的，有野兽，有撒旦。
Vice versa, there was Satan and wild animals.
那么四十天当中啊。主耶稣竟然跟这四种人物啊，能够应付得来。
And within these 40 days, he was able to associate with these four kinds of people.
我们的身边呢，都是神学院。
all everywhere around us is the theological college.
我们的家也是神学院。
Our home is a theological college.
我们的教会也是神学院。
Our church is also one.
这个世界就是旷野的神学院。
This whole world is the theological college in the wilderness.
在这世界上有圣灵。
In this world, there's the spirit.
有人像天使。
There are people like angels.
但是也有野兽。
Of course, there are wild animals.
也有撒旦。
And there's Satan.
那我在这个大的神学院里面。
And I, in this great theological school,
我要怎么样顺从圣灵呢？
How can I go to by the will of the Spirit?
我要怎么样胜过撒旦的试探呢？
How can I overcome the temptations of Satan?
我要怎么样来应付凶猛的野兽呢？
How should I overcome these wild animals?
我又要怎么样跟天使，这么好的天使相处呢？
How can I dwell with these great angels?
魔鬼代表试探。
The Satan represents temptation.
他会引诱我们。
They will tempt us.
他会陷害我们。
They will try to trick us.
天使呢？
What about angels?
又光明又圣洁。
They are bright and of holiness.
又温柔又美丽。
They are beautiful and tender.
野兽呢？
What about wild animals?
又凶猛又残忍。
They are vicious and they are cruel.
他会咬死人的。
They will bite you to death.
至于圣灵。
What about the Holy Spirit?
他就是神的灵。
It is the spirit of the Lord.
他慈悲怜悯。
It is humble.
他有智慧。
It is humble and full of mercy and it has wisdom. It is holy.
那这四样的人物，主耶稣跟他们相处在一起。
These four kinds of people, God lives with all of them.
既不被野兽咬掉了。
He was not bitten by these wild animals.
也没有被撒旦试探呢，失败了。
And the temptation of Satan failed.
而且接受天使的服侍，相处得很好。
And accepted the work of angel, and they.
他也顺从圣灵的带领。
And also according to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
我常常在想啊，这四种人物啊，就在我们身边呢、啊。
I often think to myself, these four kinds of people are all around us today.
说不定有一天呢，我变成野兽啊，凶你一顿呢、啊。
And maybe one day I'll become a wild animal and bite you.
你怎么对付我呢
？How should I react?
说不定我就是撒旦呢、啊。
Maybe I'm the Satan.
被撒旦利用了。
I'm used by the Satan.
你看彼得啊，不是被撒旦利用吗
？Isn't Peter used by the Satan?
主啊，你不要到耶路撒冷去啊。
He said, "Jesus, do not go into Jerusalem."
你千万不能去那边死啊。
You shouldn't go in there and die.
我们需要你啊。
We need you.
你不能死啊。
You should not die.
主耶稣说：“撒旦，退我后边去。”
He said, "Jesus said, Satan, get out of here."
原来那几个那个时间那几句话就是撒旦呐、啊。
At that certain time, those words that spoken out of Peter's mouth are of Satan.
所以我们有时候我们身边的人变成撒旦了、啊。
Therefore, people around us might become Satan.
那你怎么去应付他呢
？How should we overcome these things?
有时候我们身边的人变成野兽。
People around us might become wild animals.
这是打你呀、啊。
They might hate you.
甚至要陷害你。
They want to trick you.
你怎么办呢
？What should you do?
我们身边的当然有很多天使。
But then, of course, we have angels all around us.
他们关心我，他们爱我。
They care for us and love us.
他们有礼貌，很亲切。
They have manners and they are really nice.
他们就是天使。
They're just like angels.
你怎么顺从你内心的圣灵呢
？How should we be submissive to the Holy Spirit in our
heart? 所以我觉得这一段圣经写得很好啊。
So therefore, I think these two verses.
耶稣在这个大旷野里面跟这四种人物啊都能够应付得了。
And in this wild, big wilderness, Jesus Christ was able to live with these four.
因为他受训成功了，他就离开旷野，进入人群。为神传福音了。
Because after he has succeeded in his training, he went out of wilderness and went into the people to preach.
所以旷野的神学院呢很重要。
Therefore, the training in the wilderness is important.
我们今天呢虽然没有到某个国家去受神学训练。
Even though we didn't go to other countries to go through theological trainings.
但是不要忘记啊，我们的神学院就在你的身边。
But let us not forget that theological trainings is all around us.
我们老师就是主耶稣。
The teacher is our Lord.
这些弟兄姊妹、邻居，所有的人就是我们的课本，我们的教材。
And these brothers and sisters around us are the teaching materials.
只要我们谦虚啊，认真学习。
As long as we have a humble heart and a heart of willingness.
我们都能够毕业了。
Then we can graduate.
然后啊，就能够为神呢、啊、来。多做一点工作。
And then we can do a lot more work for the Lord.
神学院还没有毕业之前。
before you graduate from theological school.
我们就要隐藏自己。
We should hide ourselves.
多多高举别人。
And to let others be greater.
等到有一天我们毕业了。
Until one day we have graduated.
神知道你毕业了。
God will know that you have graduated.
他就会加重任在你的身上。
Then he will put on duties upon you.